Joaquin. Grace ended up driving them to the bank because Joaquin didn't trust himself behind the wheel. His hands were shaking too badly. He had been okay at Jessica's house, sitting in the same rooms where his mother had eaten dinner, watched TV, gone to sleep. They had sat in the backyard, had some sandwiches and potato chips, and Jessica was so nice. Her laugh sounded like Grace's, high-pitched and free, and she had the same small dimple as Maya's. A couple of times she reached over and took his hand, simply holding on to it, and if Joaquin thought about it hard enough, it almost felt like he was holding his mother's hand, that she was somewhere in the universe watching him. Joaquin wasn't quite sure what to do with that information. They left Jessica's house with hugs and promises to stay in contact, Jessica touching each of their faces as they got into Joaquin's car, her number written on a piece of paper and tucked into Joaquin's pocket next to the mysterious key.
"If you want to get going home,"
Joaquin said as Grace started to pull away from the curb. "No way," Maya said from the back seat. She hadn't put up a single shotgun argument this time, which made Joaquin feel even weirder. "You're going to that bank." Joaquin couldn't argue with that. They rode in silence, then got out of the car and walked into the bank in a single file line, Joaquin leading their pack.
"Hi,"
he said to the teller.
There's a safe deposit box here. Jessica Taylor called and said—
"Name, please." He swallowed hard, said his dad's name, said his name.
"Joaquin Gutierrez."
The woman looked him up in the computer. "And do you have your key?" Joaquin pulled it out of his pocket and tried to ignore his shaking hands.
"Right here."
The woman started to lead him down the hall, but he stopped and beckoned to Grace and Maya, who had been settling themselves in the waiting area.
"No," he said. "The three of us together, no matter what, right?"
They stood up and followed him down the hall. Joaquin reached back and took each of their hands. The room was small, not like all the times in movies when people went into huge, marble-covered rooms to retrieve their safe deposit boxes. The lighting was a little flickery too, but Joaquin didn't care. He and the banker turned their keys at the same time, and the box slid out of the wall, long and thin, the same size as a piece of notebook paper. "You can view it in here," she said, pointing them into an even smaller room, and then she shut the door behind them, leaving the three of them alone, the box on the table between them. Joaquin took a deep breath, then another.
"Any bets on what's in here?"
"Cash," Maya said. "Apple stock," Grace said, playing along.
"Sticker collection."
"A pony." Joaquin started to laugh despite himself.
"Weirdos," he said. "Okay, here goes nothing."
He lifted the lid. At first, he thought it was just a bunch of postcards, photographs of people he had never met in places he had never been, and then Grace let out a strangled gasp as Joaquin's eyes focused on one postcard of a woman holding a laughing, curly-haired baby boy. She was laughing too, and their eyes were the same, and Joaquin realized that they weren't postcards at all, that it was a photo of him and his mother, and the entire box was full of them. The tears started before he could stop them, his hands digging into the photos and turning them face up. There was one of him as a newborn in the hospital, red and wrinkled like a raisin, and another of him sitting in a playpen, grinning up at the camera. Joaquin felt the emotions rush up and over him again and again with each new picture, each one a heartbreak and a joy. His mom looked just like Grace and Maya, bright-eyed and cheerful. And it wasn't until he realized that his tears were splashing down onto the photos that he tried to wipe his face. Next to him, Grace was quietly sobbing against Maya's shoulder blade, and Maya had her forehead pressed against Joaquin's shoulder, and he reached out and gathered them to him, their past spread out on the table like an invitation to something more, something better, something true. "Look," Maya whispered, reaching down for a photo. "Look." Joaquin took the picture from her, holding it up. His mom was holding him on her hip, pointing toward the camera, an obvious bump in her stomach.
"It's Grace,"
he said, smiling. Grace leaned forward to look at it.
"Wow,"
she said. Joaquin started to sift through the photos again, looking at the baby in each of them, looking at himself. It was easy to forgive a baby who looked like that, all wide-eyed and apple-cheeked. Joaquin had to keep reminding himself that it was him, that someone had once loved him enough to save his pictures for nearly 18 years. They weren't on a wall or in an album, but they had been kept safe. Someone had thought he was worth saving. There was one that didn't have a baby in it, though, a professional one taken at what looked like a high school dance, and he realized that he was looking at a picture of his mom and dad at the prom. They were both the same height, dressed in cheap-looking formal wear, but his dad's eyes were focused on his mom, gazing at her with the exact same adoration that Jessica had described. On the back, someone had written, "Melissa Hearts Joaquin, XOXO." Joaquin felt something crack open in his chest, and at the same time, another fissure started to seal itself back up. He felt like he was flying apart and coming together at the same time, and he sank down in a chair as his sisters sat on either side of him, the three of them quietly sorting through their past. It was the greatest gift anyone had ever given to him. When they finally left, it was closing time, and they had to borrow a paper bag from the teller at the front desk to transport all the photos. "Do you want to keep the box?" she asked Joaquin.
"No," he said. "I've got everything I need."
Grace drove home, too. Joaquin curled up in the front seat with the bag of photographs between them. A couple of times, he peeked inside the bag, just to make sure they were still there. His younger self gazed back up at him every time. "Good day," Maya murmured, leaning forward from the back seat and resting her head on Grace's shoulder, her arms stretching out to wrap around Joaquin. Grace just hummed in response, the setting sunlight and the wind hitting the girl's hair so that it swirled like a dark flame around their faces, and Joaquin thought that they were beautiful, like their mother. Joaquin reached up to hold Maya's wrist in his hand, their skin and blood the same, and they drove home, the three of them together, just like they had promised. By the time they exited the freeway, though, Joaquin started to worry. The fight with Mark and Linda felt like it had been a million years ago, not just that morning, and he wasn't sure what he was going to do. Maybe they'd let him come home long enough to get his stuff? Or was it their stuff now? Joaquin hadn't paid for any of it, after all. He had no actual claim to it. Maybe he should just find a phone and call Allison and tell her that he needed a new placement. Maybe he could crash at Grace's or Maya's house, just for a night or two, until he knew where he was going. He was so busy thinking about it that he didn't even notice Mark and Linda standing in Grace's driveway, their car parked out front, their faces full of worry. "What?" he said once he saw them.
"Wait, what? What are they doing here?"
Maya didn't even bother to look apologetic. "We called your phone," she said, "when you went to use the bathroom at Jessica's. They answered and we told them that you were with us. They were really worried about you." Joaquin was so shocked that he couldn't even get out of the car. He had left many houses many times, but no one had ever come looking for him. Not even, he suddenly realized, his mother. He stayed in the car for so long that Mark had to walk over and open the door.
"Hey, bud," he said. "Heard you had an adventure."
Joaquin had thought he had cried enough for a lifetime, but seeing Mark standing there was too much.
"I'm sorry," he said. "I'm so sorry, Mark."
But then Mark was reaching into the car and undoing his seatbelt and pulling Joaquin to his feet. And then Linda was there too, wrapping her arms around both of them, and Mark held him steady and said, it's okay, we're not angry. And Joaquin hung on to them so tight that his arms ached, and he thought that this must be what forgiveness felt like. Pain and hurt and relief all balled up together, pressing against his heart so that it might burst.
"Dad,"
he whispered.
"Mom."
Joaquin's parents just held him tighter, and they never let him go.